What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commentator Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video. Stephen A. Smith fires back at Paul George for criticizing him on his podcast. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. Let's get into it. Stephen Naismith.
For the last few hours, to discuss the subject that I'm about to broach. Paul George has a podcast. I forget the name of it. Somebody remind me, please, when you get a chance. Podcast P.
Podcast P. That's really, it's really creative. It's really original. I could have called my podcast Podcast P. No, but, you know, I chose Triple P, Paul Pigott Podcast. But that's just so, I mean, that's really so basic. Podcast P.
Podcast P. I had a problem with the word, the nickname Spicy P, which is the nickname for Pascal Siakam of the Toronto Raptors. So if I had the problem with the name Spicy P, what do you think I could say about Podcast P?
Two thumbs down.
I'll instead focus on addressing Paul George and his cohorts in the world of podcasting because they chose to address me. It'll give them additional clicks. They'll elevate their level of popularity, I have no doubt. And I'm here to please because I don't want them to fail. I want them to succeed. I want all these brothers to succeed. I want J.J. Redick to succeed. I want Draymond Green to succeed. I want Patrick Beverly with his podcast to succeed. I'm all for the fellas getting theirs. I've always been about that. Always will be about that. And before I go any further, let me say that even though I'm still not sure about how deep I'm going to go, I think it's appropriate to preface my comments by saying that I've always been a fan of Paul George. Not just Paul George, the basketball player, but Paul George, the person. Got a lot of love for him. He's good people. He's a star in the National Basketball Association. I got mad respect for him. But I respectfully disagree with what he had to say about me because I think he's wrong. His cohort, what is that? Jackie Long, is that the name again? That's a different matter altogether, my brother. I'll deal with your ass in a second. Before I do that, let me let y'all hear Paul George responding months later to something I said months ago about Kawhi Leonard and his perpetual injuries, aka load management, or whatever the hell you want to call it. This is Podcast P commenting about yours truly. Listen to this.
I heard Stephen A talk about He could have, like, Kawhi could have gave you 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Bro, it's not about that. Like, if I got to go on the floor and I can't be myself, then, like, what the fuck am I on the floor for? Now I'm liable to get even more hurt. It was a dumb take.
Have Stephen A. Smith played any professional sports?
Hell no.
Exactly. So he shouldn't even be speaking on what y'all got to go through every day to put y'all.
And I don't think fans just really understand, like,
what y'all go
you through. Try to play through injuries. That's the goal. If you can play through it, you're going to play through it. If you can't, there's a reason why. Like nobody wants to sit out for no reason.
You know, before Stephen A. chimes in, I know he's going to go in on the other dude because the other dude got some fucking nerve to talk about what Stephen A. should be able to comment on and not comment on. Like, he could comment on any of this shit that's going on. Like, you know, that's why everybody is allowed freedom of speech and allowed of opinion. And the fact that this guy would have a double standard of, like, he's not experienced to be even commenting on what Stephen A. can comment on is crazy. It's ridiculous. Let's let Stephen A. go in on him, though.
I'm amazed.
Breathe easy.
Do you have any idea who the hell you're dealing with? Any idea at all?
I know what Stephen A's about to do. He's about to do what I do with, like, rappers be trying to tell me, like, yo, I want my music promo like this. I want to go do your music promo like that. Because we do marketing promotions how you're supposed to do it. Not like how you want to just make the shit up on the fly as you go. Because, you know, you saw some mainstream rapper get millions of views and you think you can get millions of views just because, you know... Yeah, I already know what he's about to do.
I think it's important to give my resume. Don't you? I think so.
Yeah.
Speaking of my man, Galen Gordon, he's here in Vegas with me, my brother. Great, great television producer. He sit right next to me. I think it's big. Paul George, I've been covering the NBA since 1996. In 2 years, that would make 30 years.
That's a long time. I was 14
years old.
I was
covering the NBA since you were in elementary school.
I was in junior high.
I think I know a thing or two about basketball. And I also think that covering the sport the way that I do, and you know this, Paul George, because of your personal experiences with me and some of the things that I could have said about contemporaries and colleagues and others that I never did, that you know if something comes out of my mouth, it's not just my opinion. Players, coaches, scouts, player personnel directors, assistant GMs, GMs, presidents, owners, do you really want me to sit here and talk about the Los Angeles Clippers?
Basically, what he said is, hey, Paul George, don't shoot the messenger. It's not like I'm the only one thinking this or saying this. I mean, everybody's fucking saying it, man. Like, Paul, you know... These athletes are so spoiled and entitled and naive at this point. Like, they've heard more than Stephen A. They've heard everybody talk about how disappointed they are with the Clippers. How many years now since Paul George and Kawhi Leonard have been together have I seen NBA execs and NBA media say the Clippers are favored to come out the West or favored to win the championship. Damn near every fucking year, man. And every single year, they have disappointed. They've disappointed. They're almost right now, the Clippers are the equivalent of the Buffalo Bills of the NBA. On paper, I mean, you could check off every box, you know, but when the Bills can't get over the hump, not necessarily because of injuries, because they can't get over the hump, but the Clippers just can't, they can't get over the hump either because of injuries, you know, and how long are you supposed to pay somebody millions and millions of dollars to just recover from injuries and practice? Yeah, man. Like, people, like, fans are wasting a lot of time and money on tickets to go watch the Clippers. And y'all talked all that shit when y'all got there about it was your city, this, that, and the third. Yeah, man. Paul, you know, Paul George is so fucking naive right now, man.
The perks and the treatment that folks have received and how the fans have been cut short. I could go there.
What I just say?
Paul George, did you know that you're the 34th highest paid athlete in the world, according to Forbes magazine?
34th.
For the year 2023? $51.5 million total.
For nothing.
$9.3 million in endorsements. I could say I'm waiting for a championship, George, Paul George. But that kind of...
Could say that you're waiting for him to just make it to the fucking finals. Could say that we're just waiting for him to play a whole fucking season. You know, and Paul George says something about, you think dudes just want to sit out just because? Yeah, I do. I do think there's a lot of motherfuckers like Ben Simmons and whatnot that really don't want to earn their money, especially with this new mindset of today where people just want to work 4 days and get paid for seven. Or five, or however they want to do it. But they want to work less and get paid more. What world does that work? You work less and get paid more. And that's all Paul George is doing. He's working less and get paid more. I mean, you could sit there and say, hey, trying to recover from the injury is part of the job. But I could tell you as a fan, oh, well, it's fucking not. Because I'm not paying for a fucking ticket to, because, you know, you recovering and sitting on the bench is just part of the fucking job. Go pay a ticket to watch, you know, a Hornets game and Kawhi Leonard versus the Clippers and Kawhi and Paul George on the bench. You talking about a complete waste of time and money, man. Have to drive, people got to drive hours to get to the game. Pay all the money for the ticket, all the concessions, and just for Paul George and Kawhi Leonard to be on the bench. And they might not even be there. They probably won't even show up. They'll probably be in L.A. trying to recoup from injuries. Like, this idea that you're supposed to invest in something over and over again that's broken, that just can't stay healthy, that just can't be fixed. That's a dumb business strategy if I've ever heard one.
Money. But I happen to believe you would have had one had it not been for your injuries, because I think you're that gifted. So I'm not going to disrespect you like that. Plus, I got love for you.
I don't.
Did you know that Kawhi Leonard is number 35 on the list? Last year? $50.5 million total.
For what?
$8 million in endorsements the year 2023. If you combine your money with his money, that equates to $102 million in salary and 17 million in endorsements for a franchise that went the fuck home in the first round.
I've never heard Stephen A. cuss like that in my entire life. I'm loving Stephen A. on his own podcast, on his own show. This is probably the best thing and the best move Stephen A. ever did. He said, for a franchise that went the fuck home. And that's how I feel about the Jaylen Brown thing. Like, we're going to pay this guy $300 million and not get no championships. You know, these cats are getting paid for nothing. And I'm going to tell you why I say they're getting paid for nothing. Because part of what they're supposed to be getting paid for is not just to entertain people. It's to win. Win games. Win playoff games. Win championships. That is part of your fucking job, man. It's to win. $100 million for two players in 1 year, and they didn't even make it to the fucking playoffs. That's so fucking pathetic, man. That's pathetic.
I would repeat that, but I don't think it's necessary. One more thing, Paul.
I already did it for him.
228 NBA players have played more games than you. You're at 189 games over the last 4 years. 297 players have played more games than the 161 games Kawhi Leonard played over the last 4 years. Do I need to continue? Do I need to continue? Everybody saying no. Paul George.
Like less than half the
games. As you know, my sister Carmen adores you. Loves you to death. She's here in Vegas too, you know. She's standing a few feet away from me. She's going to be on here in a few minutes. Do you know that she's sitting over there 5 feet away from me, Paul George, cringing, begging me to stop? Please stop talking about Paul. Please, Steve, don't say any more. Please. I'm not disrespecting you. You a star, and I got love for you. But I'm giving you facts. I'm going to continue, Paul George, because I have the notes right here. You've missed 119 of 308 regular season games. That's 38% due to injuries. In that time span, you've earned $148.2 million in your career. $57.3 million of those monies were for games missed.
Yeah, you know, show me a regular 9-to-5 where you can miss 40% of work and even still have a fucking job. Show me that spot. Where you could go, you could miss 40% of the days you're scheduled to work and you'll still have a fucking job. You talking about entitlement? You talking about privilege? Paul George.
That a good enough stat for you, Caitlin? Kawhi Leonard. He's missed 147 of 308 regular season games. That's 48% due to injuries.
Almost 50%.
Kawhi's earned $146.9 million in his career with the Clippers. About $70.8 million were for games he's missed. So combining that 70 with the 57.3 million, the 70.8 million plus 57.3 million, that comes up to 121.1 million dollars in salary paid to you both for missed games.
Basically for not working. Let's keep it moving.
I don't see the Clipper fans getting any refunds. I still am waiting for that championship from the Fairweather stepchild known as the Clippers compared to the Lakers. Even though I think the Clippers are a first-class organization and your day is coming.
No, it's not.
And let's originate. Let's make sure we remind the world why you chose months later to call me out. I wish you would have just called me on your podcast. I'd have came. I'd have came, Paul. You know that.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of pathetic. It's kind of weak. Like, you got to wait 3 months later. And, you know, I was just sitting there, forgot that I had this Lakers hat on. Just, you know, for reference, I'm not a Lakers fan. Just to throw that out there, I'm not a Lakers fan. So I'm not biased towards Clippers organization or anything. I wasn't rooting for the Lakers this year. I was rooting for the Nuggets. I got a Nuggets hat in there as well. But, yeah, man, where else can you be scared? You're supposed to work, like, 30 days in a month. No, my bad. You're supposed to work, let's see, 4-5 days a week, 20 days, and you get paid. Where else can you get paid for working 20 days and only work 10 every single month? NBA, man, you know, you're talking about some entitlement and some privilege. Yeah. Like, people didn't pay tickets to go watch you try to recoup from a fucking injury, man. They're paying to go watch you play basketball and win the game.
For you, with any time, I would have came. But since you decided to go this route, this is why I have a podcast. See, you got to understand something. I'm not going to go after everybody, and I'm not going to respond to everything. But the beauty of my podcast, which I own, I operate, I control, is that I can reach out and touch anybody I damn well please anytime I want to. If I've touched presidents and former presidents and presidential candidates and senators and congressional figures and everybody else, what the hell makes you think I'm going to be scared to touch you? Now, for the audience that's missing a boat in all of this and wondering, where's the context? Where's the context? Here's where the context comes from. On my show, First Take on ESPN, every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, the number one sports morning.
And I don't even need to hear the context. All I know is I'm with Stephen A. on this. I'm with him on this. And Paul George sitting there saying, well, you think players just don't play because they don't want to? Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that will do that. I don't think there's a lot of them that are not as injured as they say, and they just don't want to play. I think this new generation is super soft. So I'm calling horseshit on that. I'm calling bullshit on that. What these people don't want to, be overpaid and underworked, this new generation? Yeah, right. That's all the fuck they talk about. And yeah, that's the blessings of having a podcast and having, you know, your own podcast and doing things yourself. You know, you could say what you feel, you could say what you think. And Paul George waiting months is like, okay. You know, you could have, it's been months done gone by, and now you're going to say so. All you do, it's like it is calculated for clicks or whatnot. Like, he's just trying to get more attention to the podcast P, which is, like, that name is just so lame. It's so lame. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. And I'm out.